Psychological Archetypes of Mercury Nakshatras. Let us explore how the three Mercury-ruled nakshatras, Ashlesha, Jeshtha, and Revati, give rise to distinct psychological archetypes by blending Mercury's intelligence, adaptability, speech, and analysis with the emotional complexity and psychic sensitivity of their zodiacal hosts, Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces. Ashlesha and Cancer. Ashlesha merges Cancer's emotional depth and protectiveness with Mercury's cunning intellect and verbal acuity. This nakshatra produces archetypes that are psychologically coiled, sensitive, strategic, and sharply intuitive. When Mercury or Moon is placed here, the arbitrator or the guardian emerges, figures who navigate emotional and relational complexity with insight, observation, and subtle control. With Venus or Rahu, the creator or the maverick may arise, persuasive and magnetic individuals who use charm, mystery, or seduction to influence or heal. Ashlesha archetypes are psychologically bound to patterns, perception, and self-protection. They think in layers and move in spirals, often transforming emotional depth into verbal or energetic mastery. Jeshtha. Jeshtha combines Scorpio's intensity and emotional authority with Mercury's critical mind and communicative power. This nakshatra gives rise to archetypes marked by psychological dominance, depth, and a need to protect through insight or control. When Mercury or Mars is placed here, the strategist or the executor is activated, someone who leads through behind-the-scenes coordination or decisive precision. With Moon or Ketu, the reformer or the arbitrator may emerge, individuals who manage power, secrets, or crisis with emotional gravity and intuitive strategy. Jeshtha archetypes are psychologically self-possessed, protective, and often karmically bound to serve or lead through silence, depth, and unshakable resolve. Revati merges Pisces' spiritual compassion and imaginative flow with Mercury's symbolic thinking, refined speech, and subtle perception. This nakshatra expresses archetypes that are graceful, visionary, and emotionally resonant. When Mercury or Venus is placed here, the creator or the diplomat emerges, artistic, empathic communicators who soothe and enchant through beauty or service. With Jupiter or Moon, the visionary or the guardian takes form, caretakers of collective healing, navigating complexity with kindness and gentle clarity. Revati archetypes are psychologically imaginative, spiritually guided, and deeply empathetic. They bridge inner worlds and outer needs, speaking from emotional intelligence and quiet knowing. Mercury nakshatras form archetypes that are mentally fluid, emotionally attuned, and often symbolically expressive. Ashlesha coils around secrets, Jeshtha leads from hidden strength, and Revati dissolves into grace. All three carry the Mercury current into emotional nuance, karmic complexity, and intuitive articulation of both truth and transformation. Psychological archetypes within Ashlesha Nakshatra. Let us examine how different planets or points within Ashlesha Nakshatra could give rise to one or more of the 14 psychological archetypes, ensuring each is represented distinctly across the system. Sun in Ashlesha. The Sun in Ashlesha expresses a magnetic and penetrating identity, one that thrives on control, observation, and inner power. These individuals often radiate quiet intensity and influence through presence rather than overt action. This gives rise to the arbitrator, who holds authority through discernment and moral precision, and the reformer, who uses power strategically to shift dynamics or expose hidden corruption. The Moon here becomes emotionally complex, intuitive, and protective, but also prone to secrecy and emotional entanglement. This supports the guardian, who safeguards emotional boundaries while remaining deeply connected to others' needs, and the arbitrator, who mediates with an uncanny understanding of motives, patterns, and emotional undercurrents. Mars in Ashlesha. Mars in Ashlesha is assertive, strategic, and emotionally reactive. It channels its fire into precision and control, rather than outward aggression. This placement aligns with the executor, who takes decisive action under pressure with psychological insight, and the catalyst, whose intensity cuts through resistance and forces necessary evolution in others. Mercury in Ashlesha. Mercury becomes sharp, instinctive, and sometimes manipulative in this nakshatra. Words are tools of influence, and thought patterns are layered with symbolism and strategic nuance. This expresses the strategist, who constructs intelligent, layered plans with foresight and calculation, and the creator who uses language, symbolism, that, or storytelling to shape perception and convey hidden truths. Jupiter in Ashlesha. Jupiter's expansive energy becomes filtered through inner transformation and psychological mastery. Wisdom is earned through navigating emotional shadows and karmic ties. This produces the visionary, who guides others through inner alchemy and depth teachings, and the architect, who builds belief systems that integrate spiritual truth with psychological awareness. Venus in Ashlesha. Venus here is seductive, magnetic, and emotionally perceptive. Love and beauty are tied to psychological influence, depth, and mystery. This forms the diplomat, who skillfully negotiates emotional power dynamics in relationships, and the creator, who expresses charm, intimacy, and aesthetic magnetism through subtle or mystical forms of art and connection. Saturn in Ashlesha. Saturn adds discipline and depth to Ashlesha's emotional complexity. This placement generates the administrator, who handles shadow work, trauma, or emotional burden with patience and structure, and the strategist, who leverages emotional intelligence to manage long-term responsibilities with hidden strength. Their presence is stabilizing in environments of emotional turbulence. Rahu in Ashlesha. Rahu in Ashlesha brings an insatiable curiosity about power, hidden knowledge, and emotional control. This creates the maverick, who explores the edges of taboo and inner transformation without fear, and the catalyst, who stirs the emotional and energetic fields of others, often provoking awakening through subtle influence. Their methods are unconventional, but powerful. Ketu in Ashlesha. Ketu in Ashlesha withdraws from outer displays of emotion and instead operates with profound intuitive insight. This supports the arbitrator, who acts as a karmic observer with deep detachment, and the visionary, who carries mystical knowledge and healing ability from past life refinement. They often play hidden roles as energetic transformers or quiet spiritual guides. Psychological archetypes within Jyeshtha Nakshatra. Let us examine how different planets or points within Jyeshtha Nakshatra could give rise to one or more of the 14 psychological archetypes, ensuring each is represented distinctly across the system. Sun in Jyeshtha. The Sun in Jyeshtha expresses authority through protection, secrecy, and a strong personal code. These individuals carry the weight of leadership behind the scenes and command respect through experience or endurance. This produces the visionary, who leads with wisdom gained through adversity, and the arbitrator, who holds power through discernment, integrity, and silent command. Moon in Jyeshtha. Moon in Jyeshtha is emotionally complex, protective, and intuitive, often shaped by early power dynamics or emotional responsibility. There's a deep need for trust, loyalty, and emotional sovereignty. This supports the guardian, who offers emotional protection through vigilance and insight, and the reformer, who transforms hidden pain into empathy and service for others. Mars in this nakshatra channels power strategically, often behind the scenes. Action is directed, focused, and highly protective, especially of the vulnerable or marginalized. This expresses the executor, who applies force with intelligence and control, and the catalyst, whose strength is expressed as emotional or energetic disruption meant to provoke necessary change or defense. Mercury in Jyeshtha. Mercury here becomes perceptive, sharp, and secretive, capable of using communication as both shield and sword. The individual reads between lines and speaks with depth. This gives rise to the arbitrator, who manages complex dialogue with subtle clarity and ethical precision, and the strategist, who thinks in layers, solves problems through logic and insight, and often operates within guarded systems. Jupiter in Jyeshtha. Jupiter expresses philosophical authority with karmic weight, often born from overcoming difficult truths or moral tests. This produces the architect, who builds belief systems and spiritual structures from lived knowledge and ethical responsibility, and the visionary, whose leadership uplifts others through depth, discernment, and purposeful guidance, often during periods of transition. Venus in Jyeshtha expresses through intense emotional relationships, strong loyalty, and a blend of sensuality and secrecy. Love is deep, karmic, and often transformative. This supports the creator, who channels intense feeling into aesthetic or romantic expression, and the diplomat, who navigates relationships with grace, tact, and an intuitive understanding of others' deeper motivations. Saturn in Jesh. Saturn brings emotional restraint, karmic responsibility, and inner fortitude. These individuals often carry burdens of authority, trust, or secrecy. This gives rise to the administrator, who protects and manages long-standing systems or emotional structures, and the strategist, who carefully navigates positions of influence or moral complexity with disciplined patience. Rahu in Jyeshtha. Rahu in Jyeshtha seeks power, influence, and emotional control, often through unconventional or psychologically complex means. This creates the maverick, who questions authority while simultaneously pursuing it, and the catalyst, who disrupts emotional or relational norms to provoke growth, truth, or change. Their intensity challenges comfort zones, but breaks stagnation. Ketu in Jyeshtha brings spiritual detachment from status and an intuitive grasp of hidden dynamics. These individuals have a karmic connection to authority, secrecy, or emotional transformation. This supports the arbitrator, who moves through life with deep inner judgment and neutrality, and the visionary, who offers guidance from a place of soul memory, spiritual maturity, and profound self-containment. Psychological archetypes within Ravati Nakshatra. Let us examine how different planets or points within Ravati Nakshatra could give rise to one or more of the 14 psychological archetypes, ensuring each is represented distinctly across the system. The Sun in Ravati. The Sun expresses identity through compassion, protection, and subtle leadership. These individuals shine by guiding others gently, often through healing, creative inspiration, or spiritual insight. This supports the visionary, who leads with empathy and transcendent ideals, and the strategist, who quietly directs others towards success through moral clarity and long-range emotional planning. Moon in Ravati. Moon in Ravati generates emotional sensitivity, kindness, and a deep connection to spiritual and artistic realms. Feelings are nurturing, imaginative, and often interwoven with a desire to care for others. This produces the guardian, who offers gentle emotional sanctuary, and the creator, who channels feeling into music, poetry, or nurturing aesthetic expressions imbued with soulfulness. Mars in Ravati. Mars here becomes compassionate yet determined. Action is directed toward protection, rescue, or emotional healing. Physical or mental effort is motivated by service, empathy, or the desire to restore peace. This supports the executor, who takes action with subtle precision and care, and the reformer, who uses strength to defend the vulnerable and correct social or emotional injustices. Mercury in Rivare. Mercury in this nakshatra becomes poetic, intuitive, and expressive in non-linear, emotionally intelligent ways. Speech is sensitive, imaginative, and healing. This supports the arbitrator, who mediates with spiritual and emotional nuance, and the innovator, who weaves artistic, intuitive, or symbolic language to create bridges between logic and compassion. Jupiter in Ravati. Jupiter expresses here with spiritual grace, generosity, and a strong impulse to guide others toward wholeness. Wisdom is gentle but expansive, rooted in love, empathy, and faith. This supports the architect, who builds inclusive, healing, and spiritually aligned systems, and the visionary, who inspires others with a higher moral or spiritual purpose filtered through compassion and service. Venus in Ravati. Venus in Ravati expresses refined beauty, selfless love, and emotional elegance. There is a romantic and artistic idealism that transcends the physical. This produces the creator, who manifests beauty through mystical or deeply emotional art, and the diplomat, who engages others with sweetness, emotional fluency, and relational grace. Saturn in Ravati channels discipline into caregiving, responsibility into quiet devotion. These individuals carry emotional or karmic burdens with humility and quiet strength. This supports the administrator, who sustains systems of care or service with endurance and maturity, and the strategist, who works behind the scenes to build emotional, spiritual, or creative legacies through patience and structure. Rahu in Ravati. Rahu here intensifies the desire for emotional importance, spiritual recognition, or escapist beauty. These individuals may seek to merge their identity with idealized forms of love, art, or healing. This gives rise to the maverick, who defies traditional roles in emotional or spiritual spaces, and the catalyst, who transforms others through their deeply emotive presence or artistic disruption. Ketu in this nakshatra brings a profound detachment from worldly roles, coupled with mastery in healing, subtle service, or creative intuition. These individuals often act as spiritual midwives or karmic guides. This supports the arbitrator, who resolves complex emotional or spiritual knots with deep neutrality, and the visionary, whose insight flows from timeless inner wisdom, devotion, and mystical experience.